your hourly morning news on KX93.5 now.
Good morning, I'm Jason Fedde, in for Tyler Russell. Here's your local news for Tuesday from the Laguna Beach Independent and KX93.5. The Laguna Beach Police Employees Association says a scholarship fund has been established for the children of Sandra Maldonado of Mission Viejo, who died in a Mother's Day collision in Laguna Beach on El Toro Road. Larry Bammer, the association president, says he fielded several inquiries from residents and business owners about helping Maldonado's 5-year-old son and 8-year-old daughter. Donations to the Maldonado Scholarship Fund can be made to the association website at LagunaBeachPEA.com. That's LagunaBeachPEA.com. And clicking on the link, donate to the Maldonado Scholarship Fund. Manuel Mercado of Laguna Woods, the other motorist involved in the crash, also died Sunday as a result of his injuries. Lestra C. Smull is a trustee of a family trust that owns the waterfront property in Three Arch Bay at 90 South Lucenda Drive. He appears to be the last holdout among scores of other property owners that South Coast Water District has negotiated with for several years in order to obtain easements to land beneath their oceanfront perches. The Water District needs an extra 5 feet to enlarge and improve an existing tunnel that carries sewage and runs inside the oceanfront bluff and under scores of oceanfront homes. Smull has so far rejected the district's offers for compensation, so on Thursday the Water District appears ready to wield its ultimate authority of seizing the land, scheduling a special eminent domain hearing at 4 p.m. Thursday in Dana Point City Hall. Government entities may only justify using eminent domain power for the public's good, but it is rarely used. And those are your local news headlines from KX93.5 for Tuesday.